our senior concerns, mixing up the date a little bit, secondary to my schedule. Let's talk about home repair services and how they, you, Joel Ryder, make a difference. Good morning to you, Joel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Executive Director. Home Repair Services, again, this segment, thanks to the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. I'm sure you are well immersed in partnership. HRS, what are you all about?
So we've been around for about 38 years, and we support and strengthen vulnerable Kent County homeowners mm-hmm. to help them, in the case of seniors, age in place and be successful, but really provide successful and sustainable homeownership opportunities for everyone in our community, regardless of income and other vulnerabilities they may find. So we do it in a number of ways. We have a repair program that supports folks who can't maybe afford the full cost of a furnace, or they need a wheelchair ramp or a bathroom modification done. We also believe that it's very important that we equip and empower homeowners to do their own stuff. So we teach classes for free every Saturday in our building, and we do remodeling support, and we offer coaching for remodeling, anything and everything that's going to empower somebody to make their home a better place that they're more proud of and a safer and healthier place.
I often ask, are you busy?
We are always busy, but we love it, and we have room to do more. It's a busy time of the year as fall comes, and we start to field calls for a variety of different things. Believe it or not, we will get furnace calls sometime soon.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
I'm not believing you
yet. Stretch of 90-degree weather, but
well, less than 3 months till Christmas.
One cold snap, and the phone will be ringing. Yes. So that will be important for us to be able to do that. Last year, we put 87 new furnaces in for folks throughout Kent County that turned that furnace on for the first time in the fall or during the winter, and it just didn't kick on.
Let's take apart a bit more. First of all, you are funded by the Kent County Senior Millage.
Great, great long-term partner of our work. They support the repair work. So again, it's those furnaces, it's those access ramps. We build 35 to 50 access ramps a year, depending on, again, how long the weather holds out for us. But it's keeping roofs from leaking and bathrooms modified. So we take out that high step-over bathtub for a senior. We put in a low-threshold shower. We add grab bars. We want to make that space a place that can be a safe place for them to continue it to access hygiene, but also for them to age in place. We have 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day for the next 20 years, and we're all living longer.
Yes.
So we have got to find ways to adapt our existing space to make people have the home of their dreams and desires.
We're mentioning, obviously, home in your title. Are you working mostly with those who are choosing and have the ability to stay in their home versus assisted living?
Right. So assisted living becomes a part of someone's journey,
yes.
Often towards the end. And I spent 5 years in senior living marketing, and I spent a lot of time talking to seniors about moving into communities. 97 out of 100 preferred to stay in their homes. So it really is their desire. So we help make that a possibility through, again, making adaptations to the home, keeping it safe.
Because homes age, too.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I live in an aged home. I know that all too well.
Joel, let's talk more about the specifics. First of all, one is hearing our conversation and says, this might be applicable for me, for my neighbor. Could you talk about the income requirements to receive the service?
Absolutely. So we work at the 50 to 80% of the area median income, and that probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of folks. So for a household of one, we tap out at about $37,400. So, and then based on household size, there's a scale. So the more persons in the household will increase the income limit. So that's for our repair program. So I always just suggest call us and tell us, give us some idea what you make for an income. As far as our self-help work, where we teach and empower and equip,
yeah.
It's absolutely free. We work with anybody in the community who
nice.
Wants to invest in themselves.
So that Saturday morning class?
Yes. Anybody can take advantage of that, regardless of age or income. And we just want to help people be empowered.
Great. Obviously, you might need volunteers.
Volunteers are the lifeblood of a lot of nonprofits, and we're no different. We are really benefit from folks that help us get the ramps built, So we have a crew of folks that kind of do the day one prep, and that's getting posts set and kind of digging some holes and building the frame. That really helps us get those 50 ramps a year done. Another thing we started this year is building kitchen cabinets in our building. So for us to offer people the potential to remodel their kitchen, we had to make it affordable. So we have volunteers that come in weekly that will assemble kitchen cabinets in our shop, and that can be an individual, it can be a group. Mm-hmm. It's a fun activity. It doesn't require a whole lot of advanced training, just a desire to make a difference in the community. And then we also have some special projects, so things that don't quite fit our program, but you know, we'll have some seniors that will go out and work with seniors to maybe get some new screens put in on a porch, make a few small repairs that typically don't fit our program, but we just want to make sure they get done. So lots of opportunities.
Nice. Home Repair Services Executive Director Jill Ryder in the house, part of our senior concerns, thanks to the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. It is a Kent County Senior Millage-funded opportunity. Let's talk. I think we've had a couple of the gals in the Handy Helen opportunity here.
Yeah, so part of that education, that equipping, that empowering, we partnered with the Area Agency and created a curriculum designed for women 60 and over. They come in, they learn together, so there's no men in the room, and it's taught by one of our female staffers who's a carpenter. And they just have a ball for a couple Tuesdays in a row. They learn the basics of plumbing and some drywall repair and how to put weather stripping on a door and change the little flapper in the toilet tank is my favorite. You know, it's a $4 part, a 10-minute fix. Don't need to call a plumber for that. Mm-hmm. But the other thing we do there is teach them a little bit about how to hire somebody. So they start to talk the right language, they have a basic understanding, and they feel more comfortable when they have to hire somebody for something they can't do themselves. We had, I think, three cohorts through this year, and every seat was filled, and tons of laughter, tons of community built. Just a thrilling partnership that we enjoy with the Area Agency on that.
How else can the community support Home Repair Services, Joy?
Well, the work that we do for repairs is pretty well supported through government support, including the Kent County Senior Millage. But the self-help, the empowering of people, does require private philanthropy. So we try to raise $400,000 to $500,000 a year to support that equipping work. And we can always use friends that will come alongside that and say we appreciate the fact that home ownership is valued in our community and it's accessible for all.
What project are you working on in your home?
The list is long. The most pressing one is the pile of leaves that have formed in my backyard.
Yes, that's part of life. Thank you very much. One more time, how do we find out more information about Home Repair Services, Joel?
You can give us a call at 241-2601 and or check out our website, homerepairservices.org. Lots of information there.
Awesome. Thank you for your partnership with AAWM and certainly touching lives here in West Michigan. Take care.
Thanks so much, Ellie.